This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Gracious God, as we continue to pray for your blessing upon Robert and Isabel, we pray that this occasion will be a blessing for each one of us, to come to a greater realization of your unbounded love for each and every one of us. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. I promise not to talk too long, so this is over by midnight and you still get the tax deduction, okay? Eight years. Wow. We are blessed to share in this occasion. And everyone who is here, just as we gathered with more of the immediate family around this altar last night, to celebrate the fact that the relationship that each person present here in some way has a part to play in the ability for Isabel and Robert to be here tonight, committing themselves to each other before God. And that is worth celebrating. The readings that Robert and Isabel struggled to finally decide upon are so appropriate, especially that New Testament reading from Colossians that Owen read. Why? Because every third year in our cycle of readings in most churches, the readings that we get the week between Christmas and New Year's includes that very reading from Colossians. And here we are, between Christmas and New Year's, and there is St. Paul talking to that church and talking to us. So I thought, well, I think that's a sign from God that that is what perhaps we should concentrate upon in any kind of remarks tonight. And Paul is talking to them about what they need to put on. And it's a message for Robert and Isabel. It is a message for all of us who strive to follow God. And what are we called to put on? Five things: compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. What an incredible list of five things that lead us to that ultimate one of, above all this, put on love that we celebrate tonight. So I thought, since we are on the precipice of a new year, perhaps there might be some wisdom for Robert and Isabel and for all of us to take those five particular virtues, and with love added in, and maybe giving some wisdom from the people in our world whom we have lost this past year. So I begin with that great theologian and musician that we know as Meatloaf. He's famous for saying and singing many things, but the one line that stuck out to me is this: to me, a song is new every time I sing it. That as we celebrate our Christian lives, as we celebrate married life, as we celebrate going beyond 8 years, that there is always something new. If we were to ask those people who have been married for a long time, you will find that we continue to find something new about the person we love that we didn't know before. That is a great gift. And it is in that newness that we can continue to find the compassion that this reading calls us to have. We lost another person this past year who was a great Christian writer by the name of Frederick Buechner. And when he was writing about compassion, he writes this: "Compassion is the sometimes fatal capacity for feeling what it's like to live inside somebody else's skin. It's the knowledge that there can never really be any peace and joy for me until there is peace and joy finally for you too." Now, I would have to say that these two have lived inside each other's skins, having been together all this time since high school. You know, when I do marriage prep, as most priests do with a couple, one of the things we do is we have them take the Myers-Briggs personality inventory, and we look at that and the different types of types and how they interact one with another. In all of my years, I have never had a couple, when they take the inventory, before I give them results, I say, "Guess what you think your type is?" And they nailed for themselves what their type is. But then I ask, "What do you think your spouse-to-be's type is? Do you know that both of them were exactly saying what their actual personality type is?" They've been inside each other's skin. They know each other. That could be a wonderful thing. Yes. And this is where kindness comes in, that we use that knowledge to help and not to hurt. As a doctor-to-be, as a teacher, you have both chosen vocations that are most important for our communities and for our world. And we thank you for that witness. We lost a comedian this past year by the name of Bob Saget. He writes this: "When you've seen a lot of bad stuff and just want to enjoy your life and be happy and have your kids happy and have your friends happy, you just have a value system where it raises the bar on what's important." You have chosen something very important, and we thank you for that. Then there is gentleness. We lost a great singer and humanitarian this year by the name of Olivia Newton-John. A famous quote from her: "You never know what the future holds, so just enjoy being happy, healthy, and having a wonderful family by your side." Truer words were never spoken. Then there is humility. The recognition in its true sense that everything we are and have comes from God. We lost a great baseball announcer this past year, for those of you who are baseball fans, by the name of Vin Scully. And a famous story that is told about him was that there was a certain baseball player who was injured. And he was given the task of announcing this star's injury in a press release to the audience. And he said that the player was injured and is now listed as day to day. And his wise addition to that was, "But aren't we all day to day? That there is no guarantee for our future, that we are called to treasure each and every day in our lives, as a married couple, in the professions that we have chosen to follow." And then there's patience, of a willingness to wait. Patience is the same root word as that compassion that we began with, of being willing to wait for God to act. Lastly, we're called to do it together. As St. Paul talks about putting on love. So too, Isabel and Robert, just as all of us are called to do it together. We had another death in our formal Pope Benedict XVI, and I ran across this morning a quote that he gave to married couples. I thought it is most appropriate tonight. Dear married couples, in living out your marriage, you are not giving each other any particular thing or activity, but your whole lives. And your love is fruitful, first and foremost for yourselves, because you desire and accomplish one another's good. You experience the joy of receiving and giving. Your love is fruitful for society, because family life is the first and irreplaceable school of social virtues, such as respect for persons, gratuitousness, trust, responsibility, solidarity, and cooperation. That would be our prayer for you,